St. Catherine's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Quldiga is the oldest church and one of the oldest buildings in Quldiga, which has been included in the list of architectural monuments of national significance. The legend tells of a God-fearing girl named Catherine who was saving money to build a church, but was falsely accused and tortured on a breaking wheel for relations with the devil. Justified and canonized posthumously, it is her name that this church bears. If you look above the side entrance, you will see a medallion depicting Saint Catherine wearing a martyr's crown and holding a stylized breaking wheel and a prayer bed in her right hand and a sword in her left hand. This image of the Saint Catherine is also featured on the Quldiga's coat of arms. The church was first mentioned in writing in 1252 and was originally made of wood. The current stone church was built in 1665, but it suffered several fires and was repeatedly restored and rebuilt before reaching its present-day appearance. As Baroque church, St. Catherine's embodies contrasts between the simple, almost crude exterior and the lavish interior. The church takes pride in several notable art pieces, the altar and the pulpit, as well as the organ. Under the church's altar lies a spacious cellar where the Quldiga's district's order commanders and later dukes have been buried. There are a total of 64 sepulchres in the church, but they are all buried under the sand and not available for viewing. The church tower clock, however, is worth your attention. It was first mentioned in historic documents in 1936 when the clock's mechanism was delivered from Switzerland. Now it counts hours by the quarter with the sound of bells. St. Catherine's Church is notable for another significant event. Jacob von Kettler, or Duke Jacob, the most renowned Duke of the Duchy of Curland and the Semigallia, was christened here in November 1610. Want to see a bird's eye view of Quldiga? Take the chance to ascend the church tower.